years. And you guys have a great Sunday evening.
Bring these radio stations into the world and create the framework that allowed them to exist.
The framework
legally.
And the pressure on the FCC.
And
so,
that's the story. That's half the story that we want to tell.
That's half the story we want to tell to learn more.
Oh. Right now, are we on the air lady scale now?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust a move.
My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Friday, April 26th. There is an extra web stream at 8 p.m. with Blueberry live from Hilo in Catskill. And then DJ Var is in with the Friday Night Vibe session at 10 p.m. playing reggae, dancehall, pop, hip-hop, and more, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stella Yoon of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to WGXC, Accra, Catskill and Hudson, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. This is There There, a monthly broadcast celebrating performance and performance sounds. I'm Alana Medlock, your host, happy to be back here live in the Accra studio, Looks like the sun has just peaked out after a gray and cold day. Things are turning around. And I have some fun stuff to play for you this evening. We just heard the Minor High School Marching Band from Alabama. They were playing Purple Rain at the Vulcan Materials Employee Association party. So I guess they work for hire. And that was in 2016. I think it was H.G. Wells. No, I'm confusing it. Yeah, maybe it was H.G. Wells who said never perform with kids or animals, because they will upstage you, which, you know, tends to be the case. I was thinking about that and thought this month's show would be celebrating some of that upstaging. So you are, for the next 55 minutes, you'll be enjoying their kids, pets, and robots. Our next track is a Rock Lobster performed by a robot, Bit 52s.
Lobster. snapper snapping, clamshells flapping, muscles flexing, flippers flipping. Rock lobster.
Take it, Charlie.
Very well. Come then, dear.
Oh, I can't stand it anymore. I've got to go.
But, Mr. Barker, we have a lot of time left on the air. We've got to fill it up.
Why don't you put on that marvelous submarine band of yours?
All right, put them on.
Come on, boys, we want to use you. We now present
the International Silver String Submarine Band.
Yes.
But, Mr. Barker,
please.
You don't understand.
No use.
Okay, man.
Uno, dos, tres, go.
Uno, dos, tres, go.
Uno, dos, tres. chocolate, chocolate. Vamos a hacerlo otra vez, repitan después de mí. Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Chocolate.
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 Bate, bate.
Bate, bate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Ahora, con el molinillo en las manos, repitan después de mí. Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Chocolate.
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 Bate, bate.
Bate, bate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Ahora todos juntos, vamos a cantarlo todos juntos. Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Uno, dos, tres, cho.
Uno, dos, tres, co.
Uno, dos, tres, la.
Uno, dos, tres, te.
Chocolate, chocolate, bate, bate, chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, bate, bate, chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, bate, bate, chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, bate, bate, chocolate.
Right. You heard that correctly. That was the one and only Keyboard Cat. You're listening to WGXC. I'm Alana Medlock, your host for the hour. This is There There, a monthly celebration of performance and performance sounds. This month we're focusing on kids, animals, and robots. The truth is, we're really focusing a little bit more on the most on kids and maybe a little bit less on robots. Animals are kind of, you know, third tier in this program tonight. But, you know, I wanted to acknowledge them. One of the things I learned, you know, researching for this show is that a lot of the things that animals do when they're performing, is you really kind of have to see it. It's pretty visual. But, you know, they do perform and they do make sounds. Sometimes under duress, but hopefully, you know, we don't want to reward torturing of any animals. You know, sometimes people collaborate with their animals. Here's one example coming up. DJ Cats, having some fun learning how to mix.
Ooh. dogs outside. Well, I was in the kitchen. She was my house outside. Sing slowly, my old hound dog sat right down and cried.
Oh, that's how it started, that I didn't have so much, I tried to not have too much respect for instruments, because sometimes, you know, a guitar or a piano is considered this holy piece of furniture almost, like untouchable. And it's very funny to, when you just open the piano and you you mistreat it a little bit, you will have something new, and it's very interesting. I started out with a very, very simple blueprint to just get the dimensions, to get the first measurement. So I actually made a 3D model, a very sketchy one, in the computer, where I could find the base dimensions. And then I found that the base of the whole machine, the box, is 80 by 80 centimeters. And once I had that measurement, it was improvisation from there. So I did there was total trial and error method the whole time. I rebuilt stuff 6, 7, 8, 9 times sometimes. And so there was no blueprint after that. I have to totally, a project comes totally from procrastination, this whole machine. I'm very, very serious. And not only the whole project comes as a way to procrastinate writing songs, it also included in the project, it was like a feast of procrastination. you would think maybe that I have a high productivity, but I would say that I've done one thing in 14 months. It's not actually like, it's not like the ultimate level of productivity. What I'm interested in doing is to challenge my own perfectionism. I'm a perfectionist, and my colleague says that I am going into becoming a sober perfectionist, which would imply because to be a perfectionist it has a good ring to it, but it's very bad for your creativity, because when you try to take something to 100%, you never stop working on it, so you never let go of it. And the idea now I've read up on this is there's a method called 80-20. And you take a project until you feel that you're 80% done. And that's when you let go of it, because it's the final 20% who kills the creativity. And I believe in this, actually. I think it's because of shyness, and that you underestimate yourself, that you actually want to protect yourself. So that's why you can't let go of something at 80%, because then you feel like it's your child and the world is going to kill it, you know, if you let it out there.
You're listening to WGXC Acra. I'm Alana Medlock, your host. 90.7 FM. This is There There. We just heard a song called Marble Machine. It was played on an amazing, basically a sort of a robot, a machine that was built by Swedish musician Martin Molin using 2,000 marbles, and apparently he spent about 14 months building it to be able to play that song. And before that, we heard a little excerpt from an interview with him from a podcast based out of Nashville called Live to Create, hosted by Shane Almgren from 2016. Our theme this month is... It's so funny, I keep being distracted by the bird sounds. The birds are performing with us too. Our theme this month is kids, pets, and robots. A little bit earlier, we heard a pretty amazing Prince medley by a school band. Let's see, who was that? That was the Girard College Lower School Band and Choir in Philadelphia, doing a medley, including Starfish and Coffee, in 2015. Before that, we heard Seamus by Pink, Seamus by Pink Floyd from the album Metal, released in 1971. Before that, Sam Bridges playing harmonica with his dog, Otto, recorded in 2006. Before that, DJ Cat's On the Turntable, the original keyboard cat. And a little earlier, Chocolate by Jose Luis Orozco and a trio of kids, Natalia Gonzalez, Sandino Gonzalez Flores, and Sofia Guadalupe Flores Castro. They were performing the song for a Smithsonian Folkways recording, which is on the album Come Bien, Eat Right. Let's see. And I think before that, we heard the International Silver String Submarine Band from Little Rascals. And a little earlier, the Bit 52s, billed as the world's greatest robot parts band, created by James and recorded in 2010. All right. Up next, I think it's time for some more high school musicians to take the stage.
Our next piece that we're going to perform is a little different, maybe, than what you might expect from a jazz concert. How many of you out there are Radiohead fans? Any Radiohead fans out there? Yeah, this is a really, really cool arrangement of a Radiohead tune. Called Everything in Its Right Place. You're going to hear solos from Christian Perez on the piano. Molly McDonough is going to be singing some vocals throughout. Blake Krappel will be soloing on alto sax. Just a really, really unique arrangement we're really happy to present. It takes a lot of work to put stuff like this together. This is Everything in Its Right Place. Thank you.
Well, okay, folks, what a night. We couldn't think of any better way to start off 1988 with our annual singing dog contest. This is real show business. Now, after the dogs perform, we have six dogs for us tonight, and they'll come out, perform, and then at the end, by your applause, we will have an instant replay of their singing abilities. You and you alone, folks, in our studio will decide the winner for valuable prizes. In our singing dog contest, would you welcome Zell O'Reilly and Raisin? All right, Zella. How are you, Zella?
Good.
What breed of dog do you have here?
I'm not sure exactly, but I think she's Beagle and something.
Well, that's all right. We don't need papers. How long has Raisin been singing?
For about a year.
Okay, you all set to go?
I think so.
All right.
We're going to sit. I'm going to
sit.
Sure,
that's allowed.
All right, Raisin.
The dog can sit, too, if you want.
Okay. There were bells on the hill.
Welcome Estelle, Scahill, and Aladdin. All right, here we are. How are you, Estelle?
Fine.
This is a collie?
No, actually a Sheltie.
A Sheltie?
Right. A large Sheltie.
Okay, you have a harmonica?
Right.
Okay, and the dog sings, obviously, to your accompaniment.
Only to the harmonica.
Okay, go right ahead.
I think that's a proper camera, Murray. Yeah, mobile phone camera. I think it's mostly a phone.
It's not what they'd use on a music video, though.
Yeah, well, it's what we're using, isn't it? I mean, it's all I've got. It's taking good footage. You look good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are these supposed to be?
Those are just your function buttons for the robot.
They look like nipples.
Don't touch them. Like, I spent ages making these guys. It looks good. Now, let's just start again. It's all ahead.
Well, it doesn't look like Daft Punk. We wanted ones like Daft Punk.
I don't know who he is. They're just robots from the future, right? Try not to walk so funky, Brett, because you're trying to make it less cool, more like, you know, electronic. Hide your neck, put your... That's right. Okay.
The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is very different ever since the robotic uprising of the mid-90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless it's a more colloquial situation with a few robo-friends. There is only one kind of dance. The robot.
And the robo-boogie.
Oh, yes. Two kinds of dances.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world. The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases, and we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
He's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that we're together now?
No, because they are dead.
Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Okay. Humans are dead.
Once again, without emotion, the
humans are dead.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Catskill and Hudson, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. This is There There, and I'm your host, Alana Medlock. We have just about 7 minutes or so left in the show, and then Tony Fallon will be on with the Irish show at 8. We just heard, that was from the pilot episode of the TV show Flight of the Conchords, Robots. That was the song that's from 2007. And before that, an excerpt from the Singing Dog Contest at the Johnny Carson's Tonight Show from 1987. And before that, Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead, performed by Prairie High School's Jazz Band, arranged by James Miley in 2017.
To leave the country, though there was some nice folk there, and now I don't know where I'm going. All I know is I'll hit the ground running. Only cowboys and southern gentlemen. Don't know where I'm going. bitterness is the lowest sin. A bitter man rots from within. I've seen his smile yellow and brown. The bitterness brought him down.